Snowman's log, 1600, 10 hours.
Even 600.
600, 10 hours, May 30th, 1996. It's a Thursday.
It's a Wednesday.
Thursday.
Can't be that. Is it Thursday?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Oh, you're right, it's Thursday.
Sorry, it's Thursday. So, we're finally here at Brett's house in some town in New York, somewhere closely outside of Syracuse. We've arrived, and for all practical purposes, the house appears to be dead. We're trying to decide on a course of action. Should we go to the house and knock lightly? Should we stand here and look for movement? Jim has put forth the notion that smoking right now and then immediately walking into the house would be a form of social faux pas. And in this circumstance, I am inclined to agree. Jim is making a fair amount of noise while situating his body, trying to prepare for sleep. The only difficulty is that where we're parked right now, we're actually closer to the house behind Brett's than actually Brett's house itself. And it would appear almost as though we're stopped for this house behind it. So when somebody looks out the window and sees two people sleeping out in the car, they might be a little bit confused.
What the
hell? That's it for right now.